Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television station?
No.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American, thank black.
Thank you very much. What is your age?
50.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you very much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
7.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Or say dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I would say disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Democratic Party. How would you rate them?
50.
Kamala Harris.
55.
Donald Trump.
45.
Joe Biden.
50.
The Republican Party.
50.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
I have no idea what that is.
J.D. Vance is the one who's running for vice president with Trump.
Oh, okay. I would say one. I don't even know who he is.
Oh, well, actually, remember that we have the option of no opinion, so we can... if you don't know him, we can do it in that way. Project 2025.
I would say, I'll get out of 20.
And Tammy Baldwin.
I would say 50.
Okay, thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Courtney West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're on the side, please say so.
If I'm on the side, say that again, undecided? I would say undecided.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
I would say undecided.
Okay. All right. And what do you need to hear more about from the candidates in order to make a choice?
Well, there is a lot of money being spent on war. And I would like to know, what are they going to do to reduce the war budget and invest more money into education and also housing and the overall quality of life of Americans. Investing in war does not improve anyone's quality of life.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that is not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. While Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans worked to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. From 0 to 10, how much convincing it is this reason to vote for Kamala?
I will give her a 7.
Thank you. This November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as just not the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it. How would you rate this statement?
I would give it a 6.
6, okay, thank you. In November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career, and with our support, she'll do it again in November. How much convincing is this statement?
I'll say 5.
5, okay. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? Okay. Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'll say 6.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in the country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. If we want the history of all children, learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that. How would you rate this statement?
0. 1.
1. Okay. 1, right?
Yes, one.
Okay. Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends, who in return take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system of the, for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. How would you rate this statement?
What?
Okay, thanks. If Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There's no telling how much damage he could do with a second term, but we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. How would you rate the statement?
One.
Okay, thanks. Elections have real consequences in our lives. Trump's packed support Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative actions law, which helped people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. How would you rate this statement?
One,
right?
Yes. One.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, some people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay,
thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'd say 2 years of college.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you. That concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Enjoy the rest of the day.
All right.